welcome back to the show. And who's on the program tomorrow night? You're saying who's on Dave's Broadway cavalcade tomorrow night? Well, take a look here. On the program tomorrow, Michael Moore, the director of Roger and Me. Have you seen that film, Paul?
Roger and Me?
Roger and Me, yeah.
No, about
Roger Smith and General Motors and all of that.
Is that what it's
about?
Yeah,
that's what
no,
it's about.
No, I haven't seen it.
Also, Michael Penn will be here singing with the band.
Fresh young vocalist, yeah.
And in addition to that, like we needed another guest for tomorrow's show.
Yeah.
Clearly we don't. Clearly, that's plenty show right there.
Yeah, who we got?
Frank Gifford.
Oh, well. That'll be something.
And maybe we'll take down the tree. Babies. Our next guest will be performing on New Year's Eve at Caroline's. Hey, by the way, nice job. You're back? Everything go all right? Nice going. Let me tell you something. Tonight, you are MVP. Congratulations. You are Salesman of the Month tonight. Nice going. Yeah, there you go. Huh? You know. Electric, ever do any work with circular saws? Okay. Our next guest will be performing on New Year's Eve at Caroline's right here in New York City. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to this program a very funny man, Bill Hicks.
Thank you. You happy the decade's almost over?
Yeah.
Man, it's been a weird year for me. Weird year. You guys familiar with this thing called channeling? You know what channeling? When a departed spirit enters your body and speaks through you? I started channeling this year. Out of the blue, I started channeling Elvis. It sucks. He enters my body, gives away Cadillacs, then splits. I come too, surrounded by strangers. Well, where's our car? That was Elvis, man. That wasn't me. Do you know that Elvis gave out 161 Cadillacs in his career? Gave them to people walking down the street. He'd pull up, brand new Cadillac. People waiting for the bus, brand new Cadillac. I think that's what killed Elvis, man. It wasn't drugs. He got that bill from General Motors. Man, I got a tour again. I can't even fit in my jumpsuit. Yeah, it's a little cold here. I like it, though. I had fun outside today watching smokers pass out because they didn't know when they were done exhaling. Okay, I lied. It was me. I do smoke, and you know, you non-smokers, you know what bugs me? Is you non-smokers think you're never going to die. That's the attitude I hate. I always get that, hey, buddy, them cigarettes are going to kill you. Well, guess what, Sparky? You're going to die, too. You're just going to die without ever enjoying a cigarette, so. Sorry to pop your eternal life bubble, but non-smokers die every day. You know what doctors say? Shoot, if only you'd smoked. We have the technology to help those people. You people dying of nothing are screwed. What are you doing? Yeah, I love when people in New York City complain about my cigarette, too. Yeah. These people are standing ankle-deep in dog links, straddling a dead guy. Apparently, my cigarette is disrupting the delicate balance of nature here, you know? Oh, this is bothering you. I'm sorry. Let me go over here to this pile of bum dung and put this out. There, is that better? Is that the New York you love? Okay. Bum dung. I feel sorry for these bums, you know? Anybody could be a bum. I could have been a bum, you know? All it takes is the right girl, the right bar, and the right friends, man. I was 3 for 3. I quit drinking. I feel good about that. I was an embarrassing drinker, an embarrassing drunk. I get pulled over by the cops. I'd be so drunk, I'd be out dancing to their lights, thinking I'd made it to another club. Turn the music up! You know, but some of these bums, these panhandlers, look pretty young and healthy to me. You know what I mean? And they got attitudes. Hey, could you help me out? Sorry, no. Oh, thanks for nothing, buddy. You don't know what it's like to be broke. Well, yeah, I do. That's why I work. Don't try that. That'll get you killed. I don't actually work. I do this, you know. It's a great job. I love the hour, you know. And, you know, what's great is I have no boss. There's a definite plus in a lifestyle, man. Every job I ever had with bosses, I always got, Hicks, how come you're not working? I go, there's nothing to do. Well, you pretend like you're working. Well, why don't you pretend I'm working? Man, you get paid more than me, you fantasize. I know, I'm the boss now, you're fired. How's that, buddy? I'm pretending. Thank you very much.
Bill Hicks. I enjoyed that.
Thank you.
Nice job. You come out, you look a little dangerous.
Do I?
Yeah, I think
I've been up since 2,
no,
traveling.
See, I think that's a good thing. I think you'd be very successful. No, I do. I think so.
Well, I worked for Elvis for 31 movies.
Did you get... did you have a good holiday? Did you get your shopping done on time?
I got everything done. I went... Good thing I did. I went and bought lingerie for my girlfriend.
Nice going.
It's fun. You go into the lingerie store, and these beautiful women come up and help you with your fantasy.
Really?
I mean, it's great. I go in there, I like some lingerie for my girlfriend. Well, what is she like? Well, I don't know. What do you got? Well, we have crotchless pantyhose. Do you think she'd like that? I think she's going to learn to like that. You just made a sale.
Did you spend the holidays with your family and friends?
I did. I flew in today from... They love those crotchless panty jokes.
That never... A little bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I flew in today, and I just, you know, really learned to hate flying. Every time I see a hijacking on the news, I just think to myself, do it, you know?
Wait, I'm sorry?
Do it.
Do it?
Do it.
Yeah.
I've thought about it, putting a gun to the pilot's head. This is a hijacking.
Where do you want to go, Cuba?
No, I want to go where this plane was supposed to be 5 hours ago. That's right, I'm hijacking this plane to its scheduled destination. That'd be a great news story.
I think so, yeah.
Plane was hijacked to its destination. Upon landing, the hijackers resumed their lives. Their one demand was, please, no more honey roasted peanuts.
Went to the car rental counter and went home.
Went home.
Are you going to be somewhere? Did we mention that? Let's see if we have it here on the blue card. Let's see. So you're not going to be... Oh, no.
Caroline's.
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, right.
Good gig.
Very good.
Nice to see you again, Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Come back anytime. We'll be right back here with Randy Cohen.